This is KRA News. I'm Rick Holter. T.D. Jakes has built an empire in North Texas. He runs Potter's House, a megachurch with 30,000 members. He headlines a supercharged annual revival called Megafest, coming to Dallas next month. And he's a power in Hollywood. His movies have made more than $180 million worldwide. T.D. Jakes, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
It's a real pleasure to be with you.
You just celebrated your 19th year at Potter's House this Sunday. Your title's bishop, but maybe it should be juggler. How do you keep all those balls in the air?
It's important to surround yourself with great people. And we've got 300 people on staff at the Potter's House alone. And then I have about 20 that are engaged in some aspect of the production company that we do for films and television. And so I don't have to do it all, thank God. But I do oversee it all, and even that is a lot to manage.
Now, the Supreme Court's ruling 2 weeks ago on same-sex marriage ruffled a lot of feathers in some churches across America. How did that decision play at Potter's House?
You know, I don't know how anybody could not see that coming. That has been coming down the pike for a long, long time. And to finally get upset in the last weekend says, you know, do you read the paper? Personally, I was disappointed by their decision, but I wasn't disturbed by their decision because I understood they're not looking at scriptures when they make a decision. And I don't think all Christians know clergy understand that the Supreme Court does not debate scriptures. They debate the Constitution. So they're dealing with the constitutionality of something, which is what they're supposed to do. As long as we have separation between church and state and we protect religious freedoms in this country, I don't think that the church has to be alarmed to find out that the world moves often in a different direction from religious entities.
Will you perform same-sex marriages?
At this point, I have no intention to do so. What I am concerned about is to protect the right for religious leaders to agree. Some will disagree, some won't, some will evolve. Your rights and your freedoms should not violate my rights and freedoms. And that's the touchy thing that we're dealing with now in our country.
This is a challenging time for the black church in America. Ferguson, Baltimore, McKinney, and now Charleston. It's got to be frustrating to see this happening again and again.
It is disturbing, particularly for people my age who have lived this realistically and upfront and close. My father is from Mississippi, my mother's from Alabama, and my grandfather, of whom I'm named after, was murdered by white racists in Mississippi. He was murdered when he was 26 years old, so that really resonates. The whole process really resonates with me. And yet I'm hopeful. I don't really see it as a black problem or a black church problem. I see it as an American problem. I think that as long as we color code issues, we segregate the very things that we really need to eradicate out of our community. And I think when we see it as an American problem, learning about some of the systemic things that have been put in place that have undermined the well-being of minorities and particularly underserved communities, I'm not sure that it is as much about race alone as it is also about class and economic empowerment, education, and things like that.
You clearly see entertainment as a key part of your ministry. How do you balance running a movie production operation and running a church?
I consider it differently than being the movies being a part of our ministry. I certainly think that we can use movies to communicate. Our culture has greatly been influenced historically by arts, but to be sure, my company that produces films is a business, and I have a business side to my life that I've always had. The fact that you're a minister is not a period, it's a comma. You also are able to explore other interests, and films are one of mine.
So what's your vision for the movie company?
I want to have a conversation with my generation through every vehicle possible. I think that movies have a way of influencing culture and also reflecting culture. And to be able to do that, to give people options to go to when they go to the theater, that they can go to faith-based or family-friendly content and take their family, take their grandmother and their grandchild and not really have to worry about the images that they see on screen and still be entertaining. I think it can be done. We used to do it. Everybody did it. Non-faith-based people did it.
You're going to bring 70,000 or so people to downtown Dallas next month for what you call Megafest. Thinking back to the pastors who started revivals in tents a century ago, could they ever have imagined something like this?
I don't think the Apostle Paul could have dreamed it. I don't think that Wesley would have understood it. But, you know, we want everybody to come. We don't want to be segregated like we have some terminal disease. We welcome everybody to come in fellowship. You don't have to think like me to eat with me, to laugh with me. We can't influence people we won't touch. Jesus touched everybody.
T.D. Jakes, thanks for taking the time.
It's been a real pleasure. Thanks for having me.